Judy here. No, I'm teasing. It's all right. Thanks, Dennis. I think it's on now. Okay. Are you going to stay? Marilyn, you can stay. You can hear me about management systems linkage. It would be great. Oh, but that'd be good. That'd be great.
I dare you
to circulate the facility, the venue with a mask on your arm.
There's actually a little crowd in my community who has made me a mask.
Great. Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to give a presentation today on management system linkages, and I believe we're going to have this recorded, correct? Okay. So today we're going to give an overview, an introduction, if you will, of the management system linkages. We're going to break it down into different phases of the linkages, from strategy to implementation, to results, then in give an overview on ICANN accountability frameworks and metrics, which are some results of that effort, and Wells open up to any Q&A. The purpose of today's session is to give an introduction of some of these core systems, as we've had from time to time some inquiries about that process, and so we'd like to share that. The second thing we hope to accomplish in today is to show how the systems are all linked together to show that they're unified and we're all using a common frame to work from. And thirdly, we're going to give a little bit of an update of our dashboard effort, as that's the newest systems that we're putting in place. So what makes up the management systems process from our perspective? And that is, it's taking the strategic and financial planning and working several of the other systems. The strategic and financial planning inform all of the other systems we use today, from operating plan to budgeting, cost management, to project portfolio management, to people performance, enterprise risk, and executive dashboard. When we go through each one of these, I'm going to have different representatives from our organization talk about each one of those. I'm going to start by looking at the very first one, which is strategy, and ask Denise to give a quick overview.
Great. So ICANN launched a very collaborative bottom-up multi-stakeholder strategic planning process in April of last year. That process has continued with a significant amount of community input and work. We are now about ready to post a comprehensive draft 5-year strategic plan that includes a proposed vision, mission reflected in the bylaws, and 5 focus areas with strategic goals in each of the areas. Immediately following Singapore. This would be posted for public comment in April and May. Next slide. So this is an updated schedule for our strategic planning process. We've extended it to accommodate the recent reports that were published by the four strategy panels that will help inform the work of our strategic plan. And also the key success factors and key performance indicators that will be presented to you today. There is a significant alignment between the ongoing work of staff and some of the work that will be reflected and addressed in the strategic plan. So it was very useful to have the foundation of these new KSFs and KPIs to inform the development of the strategic plan as well. So as I mentioned, the strategy panels have their reports out for public comment, and that public comment will run through April to give the community ample time to review and provide input on these four reports. The public comment for the draft strategic plan will run from April through May. At that point, we'll consider the public comments on the strategy panel reports, the reports themselves, as well, of course, as the public input on the draft strategic plan to finalize the plan and present it to the board, scheduled around the June timeframe. This draft strategic plan will serve as the foundation for fiscal years 2016 through 2020. Could you put the next slide?
That's it.
And will serve as a foundation for the development of the operating plans and budgets for those fiscal years. Something unique about this new five-year strategic plan is that for the focus area goals in the strategic areas, we'll have strategic details included, including the outcomes that we expect at the end of the 5 years and how we're going to measure our progress and success in each of these goals, which relates to the exercise and the elements that we're discussing today. Back to you, Carol.
Great. Thanks, Denise. As this is a relatively small group, if there's any questions in the chat, will you let me know? And if there's any questions in the room, please feel free to raise your hand and we'll ask them as we go along. The reason I've come back to this slide, I think it's a really important message that I didn't get a chance to make and I wanted to reemphasize it. As Denise had shared a little bit about the strategic planning, and we added to this the financial planning as well from a high-level perspective over the five-year window, it does inform a yearly operating plan. And what is the foundational pieces that continue to link this together is the what we call the objectives, the goals, the portfolio, and the projects. The way we've set this up, both in terms of a documentational perspective and the way we visually share it and the way we tie all the systems together, we're using those same components, the objectives, the goals, the portfolios, and projects, so that our financial plans tie with that information, our executive dashboards tie with that information, so does our portfolio planning, and even the enterprise risk effort is all tied to that same set of structure, so that we have a consistent linkage and approach and information as they're tied together. So the first place was the strategic. Now we're talking about the implementational phases of this linkage. And what we're saying is that these components, the operating plan, the budget and cost management, the portfolio, and people performance management, are now all tied together in how we tie both from a structural standpoint, but also information sharing and how the information is crossed across those platforms. I'm going to have Xavier talk about the ops plan and budgeting as along with the budgeting process because there's a linkage of that within the implementational piece, and this diagram helps explain that effort.
Thank you, Carol. This is Xavier Calvez. As we indicated, the structure of portfolio of the management system between objectives, goals, portfolios, and projects is also the structure that is being used to produce the operating plan information as well as the quantification of that operating plan, which is really the budget. So the since last year, the process of production of the information for the budget is allowing to break down the operating expenses of the organization by each of the objective, goal, portfolio, and project of the same management system. It allows, of course, to understand the budget as per that structure of the data, and also to, on an ongoing basis, understand how the actual information is, the actual spend is broken down by that same level of information. And, of course, it also allows, as part of the process of production of the operational plan, to ensure that there's full consistency between the strategic objectives defined in the strategic plan and how these objectives are being delivered through an implementation plan, because for each objective in the strategic plan, there is a specific set of projects in the operating plan, which are completely linked as per the same exact structure. So, put it differently, there's no linkage to do anymore. The linkage is obvious because the categorization is exactly the same. And that's a tremendous improvement on the challenge that we had in the past. Once the operating plan and budget have been produced and approved, then we move into the implementation of these operating plan and budgets and the progress and achievements throughout the annual, throughout the year, are also captured under the same structure.
Thank you, Xavier. When we talk about the operating plan and the portfolio management system, the operating plan is the foundational document that helps describe what all the work is to be done over a given physical year, and that information is then translated to the budget, and then once it is approved from a budgetary standpoint, those projects are then adopted into the portfolio management system. The way that the community would see all of that information is tied in my ICANN under the projects tab, and we show the portfolio management system structure. We define what is an objective, a goal, a portfolio, and a project. We then also tie the numbering system and structure to that, and for each one of those within my ICANN portfolio management system tab, you can see the progress of each one of those as they are implemented throughout the year. So in that system, we're tying the structure along with the results and along with the financial data as well, along with the risks, and that's all seen. And if you went to the link that I show at the top of the screen, you can go right into the portfolio management system. Right now it is projecting what we have for FY14, and then each year it is refreshed and maintained in a continuous manner, and we show that progress. I think it's important to know that you can go drill within both from how is the holistic objective being progressed as well as the goal, portfolio, and project. I'm going to now switch over, and I'm going to ask Jax, who's here with us, to give a little bit of an update on how the enterprise risk management system is tied to this system.
Jax Kawaja, Enterprise Risk Director, ICANN staff. So can you please go back to that chart that showed the... Yeah, keep going back, please. Yeah, right there. Thanks. So enterprise risks within ICANN basically means the risks that are identified and associated to ICANN. Essentially, when risks are identified, we assign it to a set criteria where we evaluate the risks and the risk interactions, and then we prioritize and respond to the risks. As part of that response, we identify key success factors and key performance indicators to measure it. That information actually flows into the executive dashboard, as you can see in this flow process. In addition to that, the risks are tied to the different levels within this diagram where it shows the objectives, the goals, the portfolios, and projects. When risks are identified, we tend to assign projects to remediate those risks. And so there's a direct linkage between the ERM program in this flow throughout the whole organization to the core of the organization and its activities. So that's basically how it interacts. On the dashboard side, the results of the risk mitigation basically flow into the projects. And the projects, as Carol said, are identified and displayed on myicann.org. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. I'm going to go back now to... So, with all of those systems in place, one of the outputs of those systems are the dashboards. All of these are then, within every dashboard, there is a process that we've established to form the dashboard to make sure that it does cover both the key success factor as well as the key performance indicators, both at several levels, and we will talk a little bit about that. The whole purpose of pulling together a dashboard at this point in time was to very much look at the strategic mission and its critical decisions required, a clear understanding of the organizational performance. The second purpose of the dashboards was to organize and present information in an accessible way. If there is a good chart showing a direction of how we are being able to meet, exceed, or not meet a given key performance element, it allows the dashboard to show and allows us to have management decisions to correct that situation. So it's a quick visual communication. It's a way to look at the relevant objectives or business processes and, of course, enhance and enable management decisions. As one of the elements of the linkage within the operating management of all of those linkages, it does allow us to continue to use business excellence as a way to continually improve those parts within the core systems as well as meet those goals. The next purpose is, again, measure performance while validate and model how specific strategic and operational decisions are executed. And lastly, improve accountability, communication, visibility, and operational effectiveness and efficiency. Dashboards for ICANN are really covering that each dashboard is to achieve multiple purposes, and therefore there may be multiple audiences. So for us, if you look at the dashboards that we're in the process of creating, some we're going to share that are strategic and high level, some are directional, and some are operational. It's important to know that we share, since we're an open and transparent company, as many of those dashboards that are relevant to that particular circumstance. But the data that we collect to do that is used in multiple ways. In order to develop the dashboards, there's a process and progress and a cycle we're going through to develop the dashboards. In the communication so far, we've talked about KSFs and KPIs. A KSF is a key success factor. A KPI is a key performance indicator. So if you look, well, how did we create or build those? We looked at the high-level set of objectives and goals, and we kind of did a top-down defining of what the key success factor is for each goal, objective, and portfolio. And then we assigned a key performance indicator against each one of those key success factors. Then we are also, if you looked at the steps that are shown on this diagram, you can see we go from defining to collecting data to warehousing the data to creating a key performance indicator or a chart of information that you'd visually display to looking at the design of that to make sure it's presented in a clear way to make the strategic decisions, and then obviously based on those decisions, you would continue to monitor and progress and make the appropriate changes as shown. Within ICANN, if you looked at FY14, how many objectives? This is what we've been using and referring to sometimes when we present this as the 4x4 model. And this is the four organizational objectives. There are 16 current organizational goals in FY14. And what we did is we, for each one of those goals, we established a key success factor. And then for each one of those, one or two key performance indicators. Within those goals, there's 58 portfolios, and for each one of those, we've been working on the key specific key success factors and the goals that correspond to those. And this just shows how we've been progressing and building the dashboards and charts. I thought it was important to kind of show an example of what that might look like, and this is just a sample of those. And if you were actually go on the My ICANN for each goal and objective, there is a key success factor noted there, so you can look and correspond to those. For example, under affirmation of purpose, if the I'm looking at deliver core internet functions, then a key success factor for that would be demonstrate that ICANN is performing core internet functions in a dependable, transparent, and accountable manner, and the key performance indicator for those would have been a percentage of registries or registrars passing the audit program or meeting the number of service level agreements or the rate of introduction of new internationalized TLDs, just to show an example of how that corresponds. Okay. The purpose of this is to share and demonstrate that key performance indicators. In this case, this is the contractual compliance component, looking at different charts and metrics of what is being shared. This is probably being shared elsewhere within the Singapore meeting today, and it's important to show that key performance indicators can take on many different aspects, from a trend showing how we are going to increase to meet customer satisfaction. For example, if it's greater than 70%, this shows there's a trend of how we would be meeting that or watching to see how it's progressing accordingly. Or registrar data escrow compliance, it shows for on a monthly basis how that information is trending and how that does it. So I'm just here to explain what we're using and some specific examples of what we're actually putting out there today as, if you will, dashboards to show performance. I know we're a little ahead of schedule, but I'm going to stop for a moment and ask if there's any questions before we get into some specifics about accountability frameworks and metrics. Anything on the, okay? Any questions?
Yes, maybe one question. My name is Sigurd Springer of SIDN.nl. What is the timeline for implementing all this?
The answer is we're rolling out in different efforts and phases. By London, we will have put out a whole set of dashboards for each of the goals, showing the key success for and some specific key performance indicators for those goals. We will continue as part of our ongoing process to add in more and more at different levels, if you will, of dashboards and charts to correspond to that. So it's going to be an ever-growing and continuous process to review dashboards, add to that mix, and add to them. So I would think that you would see more of those charts and dashboards, London, and going forward on an annual basis. You will certainly see them on some of the quarterly efforts. From a financial, you'll see some. So as appropriate, you will continue to be added to. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to pass this over to Denise and Larissa and let you get started on a progress here.
So the implementation of accountability and transparency metrics and benchmarks are an important element to ICANN's ongoing commitment to accountability. The developing metrics and benchmarks in this area was part of the advice issued by the Affirmation of Commitment, Accountability, and Transparency Review Teams. And in line with that, ICANN last year hired One World Trust, an internationally recognized firm that specializes in this area, to help ICANN develop an accountability framework, offer practical suggestions for metrics, and provide some qualitative analysis of our accountability policies and practices, and also offer some suggestions of how to develop a future framework to benchmark ICANN against similar international organizations. So this report was published on ICANN's website earlier this month, and we'll be running through the giving you a broad overview. The full report can be accessed and read online. The report and recommendations will be used to develop a pilot project to take a discrete set of metrics and implement them as part and as integrated with the management systems that Carol has just laid out. After we gather this data, we'll do a stop and check and assess whether it's been effective, whether any changes need to be made before implementing a long-term solution and moving forward with benchmarks. As I noted, there's a great deal of alignment and synergy with the KSFs and KPIs, the metrics that ICANN has planned and that Carol has provided an overview of. And the intention here is not to create a separate measurement or metrics exercise, but rather to incorporate the transparency and accountability metrics into our organization-wide management systems and measurement systems. So the questions that we sought assistance in answering are outlined here. How we quantify and measure accountability, how ICANN can improve its accountability over time, how our performance compares to comparable organizations, and how we especially integrate this effort into our organization-wide KSFs and KPIs to make this really a standard operating procedure throughout the organization. Next slide. So again, the very detailed and thorough report that was done by One World Trust is available through our website. We outline here the scope of work that they performed. They examined accountability principles and practices and standard-setting initiatives in ICANN and with broadly similar organizations. They performed a quantitative analysis of ICANN's policies and procedures. They did a significant amount of bench research in addition to engaging and interviewing both board and staff members. The interviews, of course, were informative, but they were augmented by a significant amount of research conducted by One World Trust. They also consulted with the Accountability and Transparency Review Team that offered a substantial amount of guidance and input to their work. And from this, they developed a comprehensive report and proposed an accountability framework that ICANN could follow and offered some very specific practical suggestions for metrics in six dimensions of accountability. Next slide. So on the left side, you'll see the six areas of accountability that One World Trust used to examine and help develop a framework for ICANN our overall strategy for accountability, transparency, participation, responsiveness of our executive body, evaluation and learning, and complaints and response. This is an accountability framework that they have used internationally for a significant amount of time. And what they then developed for us, goals, objectives, metrics, and benchmarks. The goal of what you can expect from ICANN in each of these areas, the specific objective of what we plan on achieving, and how we're going to measure our progress, and ultimately, what are our benchmarks of good practices in these areas. Next slide. I'm going to turn it over to Larissa Gernick, who's been working closely with One World Trust, and will be working to develop the pilot project in this area.
Thanks, Denise. This is Larissa Gernick. What you see right now is an example of one of the suggested transparency metrics, but it's representative of the approach, and the idea here is to walk you through how this information will be applied and expanded on through the pilot process. So the goal in this case is easy access to information to stay informed of ICANN, for the stakeholders to stay informed of ICANN's work, including policy development processes. Under that goal, objective number one is by date, which will be specified as we roll out the pilot, ICANN can demonstrate that it is meeting the translation needs of the community by achieving some specified percentage of language services key performance indicators. So obviously the areas that are not spelled out yet will be defined with the appropriate target set through the pilot process. In this case, key performance indicators for language services area is not only a recommendation of ATRT2, but it is built into the key success factors and key performance indicators that Carol talked about. And the way we will measure the effectiveness, obviously, is after a period of time, the metric will be looking at percentage of language services key performance indicators that have been met. Benchmark really is more of a qualitative measure and will be developed over time, especially as we continue the efforts of benchmarking ICANN's performance to other relevant organizations, which are yet to be defined, and the process will be kicked off after the implementation of the metrics. But this gives you an idea of the kinds of qualitative measures that will be included as benchmarks. Approaches to sharing information consider different needs of stakeholders, so this is more of a yes or no in this case, but it would be a matter of comparing how ICANN is doing relative to other similar organizations to answer that question. Next slide, please. This is an example within the participation category. In this case, the goal is ICANN creates opportunities for everyone affected by its work to contribute their opinions, participate, and collaborate with engagement encouraged from all regions, cultures, and sectors of society. The objective is by some date that will be specified through the pilot process. There has been a certain percentage of improvement in the number of participants in ICANN's meetings, fellowship programs, supporting organizations, and such that are from a targeted region. Targeted region as well will be defined through this process. And the metric, of course, would then look at the percentage of percentage improvement in that level of participation. And this is intended as an illustration. This is not an all-inclusive list of the kinds of participation that we would be looking at, but this is just representative of where we would start the process. And in terms of looking at the benchmark, it would be, does ICANN identify which stakeholder groups face barriers to participation and proactively pursue strategies to encourage better participation? So, again, a qualitative benchmark that looks at it from that perspective. Next slide, please. Denise, do you want me to keep going?
going?
Oh, or, go ahead. Okay. So part of the process of One World Trust, as they looked at how ICANN has performed in the area of accountability, was to look at our policies and practices. Overall, their findings are that ICANN has performed well in comparison with other broadly similar organizations. And, of course, there's several suggestions for improvements that would be appropriate, and they are in line with recommendations of ATRT2. The report, you will notice, lists a lot more detail and background and rationale for these findings, and here we just summarize several of the findings. In the area of strategic commitment to accountability, One World Trust is recommending that there be a more explicit, clearly documented commitment to accountability that can be easily understood by all stakeholders. There are some improvements proposed in the accessibility to participation opportunities, and of course some of those were you saw in the example that we talked about in terms of meeting the language and translation needs of the community. There was also some recommendation in the area of ensuring that ICANN has systematic evaluation and learning, and the process that we are engaged in here is actually the first step in that cycle. It's measuring, it's analyzing the results, it's looking at how those measurements and results should impact decision-making and drive change where appropriate, learning from that process and iterating and doing it all over again. And then also there's some recommendations in refinements in complaints and response mechanisms that will be considered as well. Next slide, please. So as Denise alluded, we will move this forward into the next step through the use of a pilot approach. This was also part of the recommendation of One World Trust to make sure that the system that's being put in place and is implemented is feasible, is reasonable, and addresses the kinds of questions that really speak to how well ICANN is doing in terms of meeting its accountability and transparency commitments and obligations. So several steps are outlined here. First is we will form a cross-functional staff working group. These are people that are subject matter experts in these areas and will help pull together available data, as well as establish targets based on data that's available. And we will take a look at feasibility. Is it possible to gather this data? How useful are the results? And then if the answers to those are not very feasible, not very useful, then obviously looking for alternatives and looking at the kind of metrics that would be more useful. So this work will start in April. And it will also consider strategic plan and continue to refine the linkage that you heard about already with the management system to make sure that the metrics are connected to key performance indicators, key success factors, and that that process that Carol outlined of gathering data, warehousing information, setting up a process for analysis and drawing important conclusions and making decisions off of it, all of that will be applied to the accountability metrics as part of the overall process. We plan to have targeted consultations with stakeholders and an update in London. Based on the feedback, we will redraft and modify the information in the pilot, have another public consultation, which will lead to a longer-term implementation of accountability metrics. And the process is intended to be iterative, and as time goes on, metrics will be refined, targets will be updated as necessary, and this will become an ongoing process. I think I already covered most of this, but it was very visionary of me. I forgot about this slide. next steps, community briefings and discussions happening right now, and so on and so forth. So nothing new here. So I will close with this, unless there's some questions. Yeah, this is just an illustration to demonstrate that it is an iterative process. So from measurement and analysis to improvement in actions, after we've got some history and some trends of metrics and results, we plan to do a benchmarking study where we would most likely bring in an outside third party to conduct a benchmarking exercise. And a first step there would be to identify the organizations that would be appropriate and relevant for benchmarking. That would then lead to refinement of metrics and targets, stakeholder feedback, and the loop continues on an ongoing basis. Next slide. Here's links to the One World Trust report and the announcement, as well as an email where we would welcome feedback, ideas, and questions on this topic.
Thank you very much, Larissa and Denise, for the update. Are there any questions on this information at this time? Just going to go back to the beginning for just a moment. Sorry. Sorry. I'm just going to go back to the first slide for a moment. Sorry. Okay. I think it's important to note that we are using, all the way through all the systems, one common structure. And as Larissa demonstrated, there's a lot of good thought that's been put through on the accountability and transparency and how they collect the KPIs and KSFs and all of that. And I would say that internally we have spent, as a management team, a fair amount of time developing our key success factors and key performance indicators at the goal level as a starting point, and have started to move that downward to the portfolios and to the projects. I would also share that we have demonstrated and put out metrics before, but now we're using a full-linked process to ensure that we look at those charts of performance from before, tie them more strongly to goals and objectives, and how we would indicate performance, as well as look at key performance indicators in a more holistic perspective, so that we can study against a target, against an objective, make corrective action, and continue to build that system. So I just think that's an important message here, and when you look at the information and how the whole thing is tied together, but it's also how we look at the charts and information and the dashboards that are being produced. So that's all the information that we have at this point. Is there any questions or anything that anyone would like to ask? Go ahead, Chris.
Thanks, Chris Chaplow. Just, sorry, it was my fault because I had to leave and I've just come back in. Is this, so I understand it, part of a task system? Is this part of the back end of the system at the moment, but much more sophisticated than what we're seeing at the moment?
So each one of these systems really are not all totally linked in terms of a common software or anything like that. So right now in the MyICAN, which is where you look at the portfolio management and where that the information of the key performance indicator or key success factor is not all there. There is a key success factor written for each one of the goals and objectives that you can find there, but the charts and dashboards themselves are not there. They're found in other parts through the website that you can see, but we're going to centralize them and put them out more and more frequently under one place, and they will be on the website when they're available. But no, it's not all in my ICANN at task information per se. Any other questions? Anything in the remote participation? Okay, then I would say thank you very much for your participation and listening. Appreciate it.